said Lantip Landapoy. So you're hearing that from Abraham Kumsi. Would you say that mission accomplished today? You set out today with one goal, to try and force the government to back off when it comes to the sale of the four hotels. You're just hearing from Abraham Kumsi say that process is still ongoing, although the chief of staff says, yeah, you'll be head.
Well, thank you very much, Evans. Let me say this. I was at the demonstration, one, as a Gandangwe, two, as a Ghanaian who is entitled to pension, and three, as a member of parliament who thinks that what is happening is wrong. It is not in the interest of Mother Ghana and Ghanaians. Let me say this. As a Gandangwe, I am ready to put my life on the line and resist this wanton grabbing and looting of Gandangwe lands. Enough is enough. We've had enough, and I'm urging all the youth of Gandangwe. Our forefathers fought, sacrificed their lives to protect our lands for us. Today, we have been entrusted with that responsibility to also protect it for the future generation. And from today, this is only the beginning. This is to send a warning to any government, especially to Nanado and Bawumia, that any attempt to further touch any garland will lead to consequences they will regret. Two, we want them to immediately take their hands off any garland that they have improperly taken, looted, stolen. Three, this hotel, we are showing them, if they don't stop the transaction, the next time we will not go on the street. We shall take over the hotel ourselves. If they can't, they should take the hotel off our land and take it to wherever they will take it to and leave our land for us. We are not joking. The youth of Gandangwe are not joking. If I take it from me, with my lips, we are not joking. If they joke with us, it will be more than Ogoni.
But taking over the hotel will be taking the loss into your hands, will it not?
The hotel is on our land. If you don't want us to get what is due us, we shall not allow you to appropriate it to yourself. This government have been entrusted with the responsibility of taking care and taking custody of resources and assets. They've not been brought into power to come and, instead of protecting these things and maintaining them, developing them, they were not brought in to come and loot them for themselves. And as such, the Ghanaian, I will be part of every process, every attempt by the people of Ghana to prevent this government from continuing with this their wicked intention of Ejadie. Ejadie will not succeed. We've had enough of it, and we are going to stop it now.
As far as the minority is concerned, the strategy that we had was to also use a parliamentary process to fight this. There's already a petition led by your colleague, Okudita Blackwa, before Sraj. Aren't these enough?
Evans, don't even bother your head to ask me to tell you what our strategy in parliament will be. But I'm telling you, we have multifaceted strategies to counter this, and we will employ all of them at one point or the other. And we know they will all be as effective as today's wars.
Today you submitted a 15-point petition to the presidency. It was received by the deputy chief of staff. He assured you that he's going to hand it over to the president, and he says that it will be given the needed attention. How long do they have before you expect to hear from them, or you take your next action?
Well, the deputy chief of staff himself is a gun. And I know, Auntie Rebecca is a gun. I know the Minister of Interior is a gun. And I know the Regional Minister is a gun. I'll be expecting them. If they owe any responsibility towards the Gandangwe people, I'll be expecting them to put pressure on the president to listen to the petition as a matter of urgency. he should not treat this like the LGBTQ bill that his office intentionally and surreptitiously closed the door to. This one, they should let him understand that Gamma here it do. I'm a memory, it will laugh.